Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, it's not exactly the fountain of youth, at least not yet. But scientists have found a way to reverse some aging in mice and turn back the clock on certain age-related problems. With the tweaking of a gene, the experiment's mice went from elderly rodents back to young adults, at least physiologically. Our next guest was co-author of the study, which was published this week. Dr. Ronald DePino is the director of the Belfer Institute for Applied Cancer Science at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute and professor of medicine at the Harvard Medical School. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here, Brian. Thanks for your interest.
What does it mean to say that age-related problems were reversed, which I think is some of your language?
Well, one of the important lessons that we learned, which was a bit of a surprise, is that aged tissues, even very degenerative ones, retain a remarkable capacity to rejuvenate themselves if you remove the underlying cause of the aging process, which in this case was excessive DNA damage. It's well known that accumulating DNA damage, such as might occur from free radicals, is a major cause of aging. And much of this damage occurs at the tips of your chromosomes, these caps on the ends of your chromosomes called telomeres. And there's a special enzyme that we manipulated in this study known as telomerase. In fact, the Nobel Prize was given out for its discovery last year.
Right.
That can restore healthy caps, can wipe out the damage. And so what we did in this study was to engineer mice with a telomerase gene that could be toggled on and off in an artificial way. In the off state, as you described, these mice were very aged. They aged very rapidly. They had shortened lifespans. They manifested many signs and symptoms of advanced age, like impaired brain function, gray hair, organ atrophy, infertility, and so on. And what we did in this in these mice with these entrenched degenerative disease, we flipped the telomerase gene back on. And frankly, we were expecting a slowing or stabilization of the aging process, and instead we witnessed a dramatic reversal in the signs and symptoms of aging. So, for example, the shrunken brains were increased back near normal. Cognitive functions improved. In fact, we tested a very important sense in mice, which is their ability to discriminate odors, mm-hmm. which is the most important sense for them. They're essentially blind, so they avoid predators and find food or avoid spoiled food through their intense sense of smell. So we tested those particular higher cortical brain functions, and they improved. The coat hair was restored to a healthy sheen, and fertility was also restored. If you look, for example, in the testes of these animals, the sperm was very, very underpopulated. There were virtually almost no sperm left in the testes. And after just 1 month of turning this gene back on and erasing the underlying cause, what we found was that the cellularity of the testes returned and the fertility of these animals were also restored.
So when you take all these things together, it sounds extremely dramatic. I mean, it's not quite Benjamin Button, but maybe it's not that far off.
Well, it certainly is the first time that an aged state, equivalent to what might be seen in a human in their eighth and ninth decade of life, has been reversed in an animal. And as I mentioned, you know, what it does teach us, something very fundamental about aging, is that there is this point of return, that if you remove this underlying cause, which in this case was excessive DNA damage, damage at the telomeres, that these tissues are able to still rejuvenate and regain their function, their fitness. You know, the implications for humans, obviously, we have a lot more research to do, but many of the basic observations that we've made in genetically engineered mice have directly illuminated a path towards translational efforts or clinical efforts in the human situation. So this teaches us that there is at least one strategy, one approach to the aging process, which we can really try to manage and better exploit.
How could this one day be used in humans? It sounds like these mice were, in the first place, bred to age extremely rapidly.
That's right.
So with humans who are genetically average, is there a way to get in there and you know, repair the telomeres?
Well, first of all, I think it's you're asking a very important question. The aging process is very complicated. There are many factors that collectively cooperate. There are many co-conspirators that actually lead to diminished health of your cells in your advanced years, one of which is the one that we addressed in this study, which are these telomeres. But there are other factors as well. For example, your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cell, becomes compromised. That's why you're more feeble. You don't have as much energy when you're older. Proteins also get damaged, so on and so forth. And so one would really need to understand all of those factors to have, you know, the kind of Ponce de Leon result that, you know, people would hope to gain. But what is important is that there is excellent epidemiologic evidence in humans that damaged telomeres, those with the most damage or erosion of your telomeres at the tips, that is linked to increased incidence of certain age-related diseases as you're over the age of 60. So, for example, those with the shortest, most damaged telomeres have an increased incidence of cancer, cardiovascular disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes. And so one could speculate that if we could reawaken this enzyme in our cells, even transiently, that it would wipe out the damage and reset the regenerative potential of tissues and lead to increased years of healthy living, critically important.
Yes, and a question from a listener on our website along those lines, could this breakthrough have any implications in the cure or control of cancer, since it's mostly a disease of accumulated mutations?
Yes, yeah, so actually my lab discovered about 10 years ago that, in fact, it is the damage of telomeres that when it becomes very damaged, those caps become eroded, that you have what's called chromosomal instability. That is, these normal cells reshuffle their genetic deck in a way that can propel these aspiring cancer cells towards the large number of changes, genetic changes needed for malignant transformation. It's the underlying basis for the intimate link between age and cancer. And so one could imagine that activation of telomerase earlier on would be a preventive for the development of cancer. At the same time, I hasten to add that if you have an established cancer, the telomerase gets turned on because you want to make those cancer cells immortal. And so, you know, it's a two-sided coin here where you would have to make sure that you don't have any occult malignancies if you're going to be activating the telomerase enzyme in any significant way. So what this underscores is that a lot of additional research needs to be made so that we can understand how to best exploit these discoveries in a way that would impact on human health.
We just have 15 seconds. Did the rejuvenated mice live longer than the average mouse, or did the same?
No, we didn't. Our study did not address the longevity issue.
So it was potentially the same lifespan but in a younger body.
That's right, at this point. Now, we know studies are underway to see if we were to, you know, enforce expression of this enzyme in very aged, normally aged animals, would there be an impact on their health, well-being, and lifespan? And those are the sorts of studies that lie ahead. But clearly, this illuminates a path, and
it's
an important issue.
Director of the Belfer Institute for Applied Cancer Science at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, professor of medicine at the Harvard Medical School. Fascinating. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Brian. Bye.